Hey, Dad.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a big whiskey drinker, so how do you suggest I start, you know, in this whiskey game?
Take a sip of that.
It's water.
That's right. Take a sip of it. It's water. And I want to pour a little whiskey in here for you. This is a Glencairn snifter glass. This is the one of the best ways, I think, to appreciate a good whiskey. Now, just take a little sip of that. Okay, now tell me what you think. What's the first thing that comes to mind? Not so much the flavor, just the first thing that hit your tongue.
A little smoky, almost like a burning sensation, I would say.
Okay, good. Take a sip of water and leave it in your mouth. That's it, leave it in your mouth, don't swallow it. Got it? Now add this to it and tell me what you think. Leave it in there. That's good. Uh-huh. Now, how did that go?
Diluted.
Diluted. Okay, now it's diluted, but do you still get any of the properties of the bourbon?
Not as much.
Not as much.
I had a lot of water in my mouth, though.
All right, but that's fine. So what happens is everybody has their own palate and their own preference. So we can have this drink a lot of different ways. First way is neat. Nothing in it. We could take this serving neat and we can enjoy it like that. Okay? We could further enhance that serving by adding just a little bit of water, a splash of water. That's a second way of drinking that bourbon. Okay? A third way of drinking that bourbon would be to take a little cube. Okay? And you drop your cube in there. So far, with this one pour, we put a splash of water, we put a little cube, and there is a different way of drinking that. Take a sip of that. Notice the difference?
Subtle.
Subtle. And?
Subtle. Easier to drink.
And the temperature. What's the temperature like? Right? A little colder.
A little bit. Small ice cube.
No, small ice cube, but it's a little colder, a little smoother. And again, your palate's gonna be different than, let's say, my palate when I drink it. So right now we already have three different ways, from neat to a little splash of water to a small cube, and drinking it out of our snifter glass. All right, let's go with your traditional, most bars, the way they serve it, right? We have our one cube. We have our big rocks cube, okay? We could take this and we go over one cube. Now what this will do, this is gonna give us a much slower process of chilling, and as the ice cube obviously dilutes into the bourbon, it's gonna take on a whole other property, right? So give that a sip.
You can see it in there if you wanna zoom in on that.
You can see that's it. Well, that's a good rocks. That's a good tumbler. That's a good single rock, right?
Very smooth. What kind of bourbon is that, by the way?
Well, this is probably one of the best bourbons. Well, it's our bourbon. It's Johnny Drinks bourbon. It's the blend. Four-year aged, finished off in Cabernet, Zinfandel, and Grenache wine barrels. 60, 40, 10. Link in the bio if you want a bottle. It's good stuff. Okay. So we now have, the neat version, right? We've got our neat version. We have one with a splash of water and a small cube. We have our rocks glass, okay? Our tumbler here with our big rocks. Another way, that's water in it. Yeah, we're gonna get rid of that. You can dump it right here. Okay. Another way, we're gonna crush up some ice. Now, crushing up this ice is gonna change the taste, the texture, and the ultimate experience of how you sip your bourbon. All right, so now we've got some crushed ice. Look at that. Okay, let me check that out. Well, crushed ice, you got your bourbon. It's like a bourbon slushy. Look at that. Okay? Now, take a sip of that.
similar. Pretty ice.
Okay, it's chunky. Similar. But your texture is different because you have crushed ice. Okay. Some people like to put that, some people like to put this in their mouth with the ice cubes and let it subtly just melt inside their mouth. Again, it's a texture, it's a preference thing. One of the other last ways of topping off any of these, not so much having it neat, and certainly not maybe with one small cube, but either in a tumbler and a rocks with a sphere like that, or crushed ice, is using a little citrus, okay? Orange, lemon in this case. So we're gonna do a little of this, okay? Let's see. What do you think of that?
Changes the experience of it.
Okay, so we're running a whole gamut here. One of the other things, as you kind of go through the spirits of whiskeys and bourbons and how you know you like and you prefer them, is the very first experience with it. If you like it one of these ways, great, enjoy it all the time that way. One thing I will share with you about sifting out of this kind of a Glencairn glass and why it's important, because all the aromas come up to the top of the glass. Some people like to throw it in their mouth and let it sit under their tongue. That's one way. One of the other ways is you take it and you put it on your lip, just on your top lip, okay? And all you're doing there is now you smell it and you can really taste differently than if you put it in your mouth because it's on your lip. And then you take another sip. And let that sit on your tongue. Neat is not for everybody, but in again, my preference is I'd rather have it neat or on one of these rocks glasses. What about you? Which way do you like the best?
I would say on the rocks.
On one rock, right? On one sphere. And so there you have it. What's the right way to drink bourbon?
It's the one you enjoy the most.
Oh, that, we didn't even script that. That's right. There is no wrong way. The right way is your way. So pick one, run through the gamut of tasting it, have some fun with it, bring some friends over. Open up a bottle of Johnny Drinks Bourbon. Once you open the bourbon, share it with your friends. This top should come off and you should use the bottle and then you get another one, because that's how you should share bourbon and the experience of a good whiskey.
That's it.
Enjoy, guys.
Cheers.